Audio boo boo boo.
Haven't recorded one for a while. I record these as I'm driving to work, oddly enough, which is dangerous and insane. But I'm very careful about it. As you may hear, it's raining. And it's Oregon. What can I say? This past weekend, we went up to Mount Hood, which is still covered in snow, as every good mountain should be. And we went up behind Timberland Lodge. And I got to use my camera and take some pictures of the beautiful peak. First time I really used my camera much this year. It's kind of funny, in the last week I've used my camera more than I've used it all year. Felt great. Got a decent picture of Mount Hood with the lenticular cloud overhead with the winds blowing the snow up. It was 4 o'clock. The light was midday-ish, but it was still turned out to be a good picture. And it felt good. I haven't done a lot with photography for a while. I got so burnt out with trying to keep up with Flickr contacts that I had to dump my Flickr contacts and start ignoring it for a while. And now I'm getting back into Flickr a little bit, but I'm trying to use it wisely. I really am not feeling any pressure to do it if I don't have time. And before I felt self-pressure, which is weird. I do that. I get involved in things and then I pressure myself instead of just going with the flow and doing what I have time for. But it felt great to use my camera again. It's kind of a bummer that I had to associate that stress of lack of time to keep up with Flickr. It's amazing how long it can take to really go through. If I have a contact and they're posting pictures, I don't like to just go in and post great and leave. I want to actually look and learn from their picture. Learn what to do, learn what not to do. And post comments. You know, meaningful comments, telling them at least what I really liked about it specifically. I don't see the point in doing otherwise. Otherwise, it's just a buddy-buddy club of everybody there mutually clapping each other on the back all the time. And it kind of is, anyway. But there's a lot of nice people there. Everybody means well. It's just sometimes it is hard to get constructive criticism there so that you can learn. I have gotten some good constructive criticism in the past. As with everything else, though, you kind of have to figure out whose advice to ignore and whose to listen to, because some people have opinions that you think are just flat-out wrong. I don't know. David Duchemin posted a good blog post about that. Was it him or Chase Jarvis? Anyway, one of them posted a good post about you gotta figure it out, but you gotta listen to yourself too. You know, it's kind of a balancing thing. Anyway, the whole point is it's too bad that I've put off taking many photos lately because of the Flickr stress. And it's really enjoyable to get back into it. I'm not going to be doing a lot of photography in the next few weeks. I mean, I'm not going to be going out every day with my camera, but it's fun when I do, and it got me back into the mindset that, yeah, I can still, you know, take a picture that I enjoy. It might not be the world's greatest photo, but it's decent enough that I enjoy it, so that's all that really matters. I'm obviously never going to be a professional photographer, nor do I think I want to be, because that requires a lot of hard work, and I've never really shown a great capacity for that. But it was fun. Fun, fun, fun. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know why anybody would care about me and my camera clicking or my thoughts on life. But I'll let you go now so that you don't have to listen to anymore. Laters! Whoops, I accidentally clicked resume.